This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMabam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Hey. We're still in the middle of Sif Aleph. We began that yesterday. The Mechaber said that you say Kaddish and you don't say it with less than 10 males who are free, who are of age, that they brought Shtei Sa'arois. And the same din would apply to Kedusha and Barchu, that we don't say with less than 10 people. We're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet, Gedoilim. They have to be of age. Ayin Pri Chadash Simen Samach Tes, Shekara Arar, Al Makom Shenogim Shakatan Omer Kaddish. He complains and challenges the custom of places that a katan would say Kaddish, Ubarchu Vakol Oinim Acharav, Deshaloi Kadin Hema Oisim. That's not correct. How could a katan say Kaddish? Now, the Dirsha points out that later on in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis of Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Kaddish after Aleinu, they were misakein for Yisoimim Katanim because they can't be a Shech Tzibor and say Kaddish. Even little children could say this. Now we're talking about the Kaddish as part of Tzuras HaTfilah. That's what we're talking about over here. And it's Shaloi Kedin. Vafilo im yesh asar anoshim gadolim chutz mimenu. Even if there are 10 people besides them. Va'ayin b'prima gadim sham. Look in the prima gadim there. Shem etzadeid gamkin lahachmer bazal charchila. Prima gadim is also inclined to be machmer. Kosov v'halochos katanois simem emches. Kesheshnayim o'shloish o'imrim kaddish yachad. When two or three people say kaddish together. V'yachad makdim. And one guy's, you know the guy. He's always a little bit ahead. If they're all within, a few moments of a time frame, Yane em harishain, answer either with the first guy, Oyim ha'achrein, amen, v'yalukulam, and it works for everyone. Don't say, amen, 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 amen. In other words, you answer once, either with the first guy or the last guy. Vim yesh hefsik. And if there's an interruption between the Kadeshim, Yana al Kalech Vecha, you can answer on each one. Because sometimes you have a guy with the Kaddish, he's really lagging. He's reading the transliterator, Bagala. Okay? It's very nice, he's saying the Kaddish, but he's lagging. So you're going to answer Amen, Amen, and then a few seconds later, you're going to answer Amen to his Kaddish. Adam Hanoitzaide. What?
What if it's two different Amens? One is so behind these by the previous Amen. Is that a problem to say Amen once for the both of them?
Oh, you mean and it's at the same time?
They get to Amen at the same time, but they're at different points of Kaddish. It happens all the time.
Right. We had that before, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember. I have to look back again. Whether you say Amen v'Amen. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, but this is very relevant. Adam Hanoitzai Dei Sefer Yitzira. Let's say, you have 9 people and you need to create somebody through a Sefer Yitzira. I had to do this all the time. In Mitzdarif La'asara, could you use this guy for a minion? Ulechol Davar Shebekedusha, Ayin B'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi Simen Tzadi Gimel, Uve Sefer Ikre Dinam Ashikasa Bazeh, can a Goylem count as a minion? So Lamaisa, the Chacham Tzvi is Masopik. He paskins, it's not Mitzdarif. And Chazon Ish says, it would seem that he does not have the Zuchus of a Yid. And it could be he's not even a Ben Adam. Others argue and say that if you created him, it's like Ilu Yoladai. The Tazel, right? Let's say you have 9 people, one guy's talking. Don't have a minion. He's not Mitzdarif to a minion. He's less than a Goylem. He's less than a Goylem. Okay. Siv Katan, hey, so by the way, you could have 500 people in the shul and you're still not davening with the minyan. Yeah, all you need is 10 people who are not talking. Siv Katan, hey, vuadin le kedusha. The same thing would apply for kedusha. Vuadin le chol chazar sashatz. The same thing would apply for chazar sashatz, shetzar chasara, the mikri davar shabbat kedusha. Chazar Sashas is considered Davash HaKadusha. Menei HaKadusha Sheyeshba because of the Kadusha in it. So that's from the Gemara Megillah, Chav Gimel on the Ran. Ein Poichasin Mishiva Kadesha B'chol Yom. you should not have less than 7 kadeshim daily. Keneged sheva bayoim hilal ticha. What are they? Hainu. Dahainu. Echad achar psuke de zimrat. Shu achar yishtabach. This is what we mentioned earlier, that the kadesh after Mizmar Shir in the beginning of Psukah Zimra is not Me'ikar HaTfilah. It's just a way to get the Avelim to come on time to Shul. So that's not counted as well. So one is after Yishtabach. V'asheni chatzi kadesh achat tu hashmane esrei brachos, or after Tachna. Number 3 is Shlishi achat seder kedusha. And in that uvoyamim gam kin tiskabel tzolai sain shushach gam kin letfilah shmane esrei. Uravi achar olenu sheish bayamiras psukim. V'chamishi achar ashrei b'mincha. V'shishi achar tfilas mincha. Shvi, after kriya shema shel arvis, before shmona esrei. So, a few things we could ask. What about the kaddish before marav? That's also not part of the tfilah. That's not me'ikar tfilah. Nusach Ashkenaz does not say it. It doesn't count. It's not part of the davening. So the 7th is the Kaddish after Berchas Kriya Shema, before Shemayna Esrei. Now what about Kaddish after Mincha? Why does he only count Kaddish before Ashrei by Mincha, after Ashrei by Mincha, and after Mincha? What about after Aleinu? That he doesn't mention, even though he mentions it by Shacharis. L'chayra, it's because Aleinu is not Me'ikar HaTfilah of Mincha Marav. You hear this? L'chayra, the reason why the Mishnah Berurah only says a Kaddish after Aleinu of Shacharis and not after Aleinu Mincha Marav, because technically it's not, Aleinu is not part of Mincha Marav. The Rama writes, you should say Aleinu after Shacharis. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Arizal, say it after Mincha Marav. So we say it, but it's not Me'ikar Tzuras HaTfilah. So Rabbi say, what's the Nafgamina? The Nafgamina is, if let's say a person says, you know, I either could miss Aleinu after Shacharis or Aleinu after Mincha, it's better to miss Aleinu after Mincha than after Shacharis. In other words, you got to run out early. Don't run out early after Shacharis. Don't run out. Make sure you're there for Aleinu after Shacharis. Make sure you're there for the Kaddish after Aleinu after Shacharis, because that's one of the Ikrei Kaddishim. But Aleinu and Kaddish after Mincha Mariv, not. The Kaddish Shachar. Now, here's the $1 million question. Why does the Mishnah Berurah not count Kaddish after Shmoyne Esrei Amarev? What happened to that Kaddish? That you say to Skabel. The Kaddish Shachar Tfilas Arvis Aftu Gam Ki Mitzvah Loi Kachazvin Bechal Elo Shiva. Why Ayin Shom B'Levush Hatam? What does the Levush says? That the Kaddishim after Shachar Zeminchar Chiyuvim after Arvis, is Rishus. Why? L'chor because Marav is Rishus. So you say, well then, why do you say it before Shemayna Esrei? What, meaning, why is, what's the difference between the Kaddish before Marav and the Kaddish after? It seems from the Levush that even though we've accepted Marav as a Chayva, and therefore the Kaddish before Shemayna Esrei is part of the 7, the Kaddish after is not part of the 7.
Maybe because there's no Chazar Sashatz.
But we still say Tiskabel Tiskabel Tzoloi sign, right? So L'chor is going on the silent Shemana Esrei, right? I hear. So you want to say that it's only a Chiyuv when there's Chazar Sashatz. Oh. Listen, so listen carefully to what the Levush says. When we say Marav is Rishus, right? This is interesting. Marav is Rishus. But Kriya Shema, Shalarvis is not a Rishus. And L'chayra Birchas Kriya Shema then is not a Rishus. So therefore the Kaddish before is not a Rishus. Mashein Kein Shemon Esrei is a Rishus. So even though we accept it as a Chayva, and therefore we accept the Kaddish as a chayva, but the Kaddish is l'chayra arashas. Let's begin a little bit sif beis. Im hischa loymar Kaddish. What?
How are the Kaddish yasim considered part of the chiyuv of tefillah? Where there's no yasim there? How do you count? Well, this counting include some of those conditions?
It counts Kaddish after Aleinu. They're just the one after Aleinu of Shachras.
Right, so isn't that Kaddish Yosem, Kaddish Ravon?
They're Masakin, Kaddish Yosem. I mean,
if there's no Yosem in the show, so we're lacking a Kaddish for the day.
Yeah. Also, if you don't have a minion, you're lacking a lot of Kaddish, right? You know? I guess that's what it seems like. Okay, so base. Im Hischel. Loimar Kaddish or Kedusha Ba'asar V'yatsum Ksasin. You started with a minion and some left. Goimrim Oysaya Kaddish. You could complete that Kaddish, Oysaha Kedusha, or that Kedusha Shehischel, V'hushin Eshtairu Ruban, provided that most of the people are remaining. Says Mishambura, Im Hischel, V'hu Adin B'chol Davar Shetzar Chasar. The same thing, anything that you need 10 people, Kugoin Nesias Kapayim, let's say Duchening, Ukriyas HaTor Leining, V'atora Benavi. Goimrim Komash Shayach Le'inyan Zeh. You could complete anything connected to this inyan. Kivan Shekvar Eschilu by Basara. Since you began it with 10. Avaloi Maschila Mashu Inyan Acher. But you can't begin something new. So what if you knew, guy told you, I'm leaving at 9:35. And the laning started at 9:32. Are you allowed to start? Says the Ben Ishchai, you cannot start. Now I tell you, I didn't know that. I have relied on the fact people, I would tell people, just come, they say I have to leave early. I said, do what you got to do, just start us off. But the Ben Ishchai says, if you know that they're going to leave, you can't start. However, Reb Vosner says, if you don't have any other minion, you're allowed to start. If you have another minion, you shouldn't start. However, he says, if they don't daven in this shul, they're not going to daven with the minyan, you're allowed to rely on it. By the way, when we say that you can't start a new thing, that means if you laned and then you lost the minyan, you cannot continue with the haftorah. The haftorah is inyan acher. It's not nigrar after the kriyas haftorah. If you started the brachas and the haftorah and some people left, the Mishnah Berurah says later on you could continue, read the whole haftorah with the brachas after. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say on a tainis tzibur, you started off Chazar Hashatz, you were 10 Misanim, and then some people left before the Shatz got to Anenu. He should not say Anenu as a separate bracha, he should say it as a bracha in Shemeh Tefillah. But if he started Anenu, he could finish it. The Mishnah Berurah says Slichais, if you started Slichais and some people left, you're allowed to say Kaddish with Tiskabel after the Slichais, but what doesn't seem to be consistent with that is Reb Chaim Knievsky says that if you lost the minyan, you can't say another Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. L'chayra, according to the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you could argue you could be able to. Okay, let's hold it over here. With your permission, let's do tomorrow, okay? Because I'm not sure my schedule next week. So tomorrow, regular time, 9 o'clock. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.